Yeah, good morning. And so Susie states this in her assignment on in Goddess of Verb. I need the word to know who God is. Otherwise, I have an incomplete perception of God, which is dangerous. And that's also when when we get an incomplete perception of God, it also gives us and incomplete ideas. Like I think in my an example for me is everybody likes to say God is love, and you can meet a non-believer and say, well, and they'll t first thing they want to tell you is, isn't God love? Why is there this, that, or the other in the world? Why is there judging or whatever? And see, it's incomplete. It is true God is love, and it also means because he is love and he is sinless, and he can't have sin in his sight, that he has to deal with it. And so it's having a complete perception of who he is. And that's what the word does for us. And God as a verb, I think, leads us right into today when we talk about complacency, because the one thing God never is complacent. And one thing we can be is complacent. And I think Patrick's going to hit it really well today in light of what complacency is and isn't, and how it can just intrude, and it can so intrude in different little areas of our companies, our business, our family, wherever we want to find it. And if it's in one place, we can probably find it in the other. Let's pray as we move forward this morning. Lord, we thank you that you are the God who is always moving. Lord, you never rest. It's not like you got days off. You need to take a break from us and say, hey guys, you're on your own for a minute. I just got to step away from this. But Lord, you're all knowing. You always know. You know even the sparrow that falls to the ground. You are the creator of everything. And Lord, you're the one who just has such a care for our hearts and our lives and our souls. And you desire that all men would come to know you. And so, Lord, we are those who have come to know you, and may we take that, not as with a grain of salt, but take it, Lord, for what a gift it is and what an awesome thing it is. And now, as we go into this next chapter of complacency, may we be found those who, Lord, are always working for you and for your kingdom and for your kingdom's sake. We thank you for this morning. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Towards the end, Pat said this. He said, as a believer, I can incorrectly verify this thing, speaking of complacency, as waiting on God. So what's the difference between waiting on God and complacency? Obviously, it's huge. The difference I can give a couple of one example I makes me think about is when I had to reboot, so to speak, and it was we had to hit the reset button. I had to keep working. I had to keep doing the list. I had to produce, deliver, and collect every single day in the company and keep doing the list, even though it felt like this was it. This was the end. This company's got to go, and something new is going to start. That was waiting on God, because we didn't just say, well, it's over, it's done, let's just go sit in the house and kick back, drink a beer, and then we'll wait for God to tell us when it's time. That would be stupid, obviously, and that would be complacent. But waiting on God is doing that, doing the list today, doing what needs to be done today, getting up, going to work, and doing those things. And then when he said it was time, it all happened literally overnight when he said it was time. And that to me, and it's huge difference between the two, obviously. And so, as he said to me, what do? We fight it. We revolt. Revolution, evolution. I need to be always really walking with him. And as I seek him and walk with him day in, day out, moment by moment, He delivers me from complacency, because it is a mother, and it will come and get us just distracted with stupid stuff. That's what I see it does for me. It gets me distracted with stupid things rather than just sticking to what needs to be done today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for time to be reminded, because we can even just be complacent about stupid things. We can get complacent about just praying or opening the word in the morning or spending some time with you. We can get just silly things, Lord, can get us distracted. And so may we always be seeking to lay those signs. You know, the enemy, he's there, he's real. He wants to distract us. As Billy Graham said, he's not there wearing a stupid red jumpsuit with a couple of horns on his head and a pitchfork. No, he comes as an angel of light to get us distracted. So may we always, always, always just be seeking after you. You know, your mercies are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness, and we thank you for that. We thank you for this day, this time to be together, and the opportunity to get back to work this morning after a time such as this. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.